Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that productivity decreased by 2.7% in the first quarter of 2023, but hours worked increased by 3%. With productivity needing to be top of mind for many organizations trying to do more with less, how can sales enablement scale what good looks like to drive productivity? Here to discuss this topic is Michelle Seaver, the Senior Director of Product Marketing and Product Education at NAICS. Thank you for joining us, Michelle. I'd love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your role.
Sure. Hi, it's amazing to be here. Thank you for having me. So I'm actually working in this amazing high-tech industry for more than 17 years, practicing innovation at amazing companies. I used to work at Amdocs, Microsoft, Gentrack, and now at NIACS. And NIACS is actually a fintech company. We are specializing in payments, addressing retailers from all sizes, segments, and regions. We are present in more than 80 countries. And now with, post-COVID and the self-service on the rise, we are positioned in an amazing place to serve our customers best as we place payment and specifically cashless payment as the center of our gravity, enabling our customers, the merchants, the retailers, the operators, to focus on their business while with our hardware and software, they can forget about the hardships of payment and just make sure that with our solutions, they can increase their revenues and reduce their operational expenses. At NIACS, I'm leading the product marketing and education team. I have an amazing team, and we are at the core of NIACS business. We are actually the missing link between marketing, market, sales, and product, and we are keeping everything aligned, tackling challenges as they come along, since challenges are inevitable. What drives us at NIACS and myself and my team is learning. We are all the time learning. We have a learning ecosystem, and dealing with challenging situations, we find that learning is one of the easiest ways to bridge these gaps. This is what drives me, my team, and each day it's a new day here at NIACS that we're learning a lot. And I think that's it. That's me, my role, the company I work at.
Fantastic. Well, one of the things that I love about your background is you have a lot of experience in brand advocacy and storytelling. How does that background help influence your approach to product marketing and product education?
Yeah, I'm a very strong believer in storytelling. I believe that behind every narrative, there are a gazillion stories, but it really depends on the person that you are telling the story to. Eventually, the basis of storytelling and is understanding the narrative, and behind these narratives are emotions. And our ability as a product marketeers and product education leaders to understand the narrative of our customers, or let's say our prospects, or everyone that we want to deliver a story to, understanding their pains, their challenges of each person actually that is standing in front of us, enables us with a great, power. That's our superpower, the storytelling. Understanding the narrative, understanding the pain behind each act. And once we build a story around these narratives and pains, I think it's a great capability for each product marketeer and a product education leader.
Absolutely. And what does good product education look like to you? Maybe said another way, what are your best practices for creating effective product education programs?
I think this completely relates to the storytelling aspect and the emotional narrative again, and I'll explain. What we do at NIACS, we are constantly trying to learn about our customer's journey. And the journey doesn't have to be confronting only us. The journey can start anywhere and any time. Our customers have their journey that they are dealing with their businesses, with their operations, and sometimes even with us. They have a very comprehensive, day in a life each day. And we, in order for us to create the best practices and effective product education programs, we need to really know our customers and to understand their journeys, cross the board. And as I said at the beginning, it's a learning ecosystem. So each day we learn something new about our customers and about their journey. And once we realized how our customers' day are looking like and what is their journey, only then, when we know them, we can set our program to action. This is what we are constantly doing. And we call this entire framework the engagement cycle. This is our best practice. And we are making sure that we are engaging with our customers in every phase of his journey. And in every phase, and it doesn't matter if it is in the beginning of the cycle, before he becomes our customer and he's still in the marketing or pre-sale phase, if he's moving on to the order to activation process after he said, I do, and he decided, let's say, to get married with us, or if it's afterwards when he wants to upskill or to get more knowledgeable and maybe even to upsell or to cross-sell. It, in every phase of this engagement circle, we need to understand his problem, his pains, his wants, his emotions, in order to address him with the right messaging, the right story, the right content, which is very segmented. So from pre-sale through activation to growth, we all the time need to make sure that our customers are happy. And I think this is like the baseline or the root to best practice in our domain from bottom up and from top down, keeping a marketing umbrella also that is giving us like an air coverage to remain top of mind of our customers and prospects, and eventually maintaining transparency and knowledge, all the time knowledge about our customers and maintaining the knowledge within our, the customer spaces about us. So it's like a road from us to them and from them to us in order to maintain transparency, knowledge, and understanding of each other. So I think this is like the basis of effective product education programs.
I love that. I think that's fantastic. And help me tie that back to what we were talking about in the introduction around sales productivity. So how can effective product marketing and education drive sales productivity?
So I think the basis of sales productivity that is being affected by our activities, the PMM's activities, first, it really depends on the good relationship between the sales and the marketing teams. Sales and marketing has to go together, especially the PMM work. It has to go hand in hand. We need to, let's say, dance well together in order to be effective and productive. One of the main focus areas for a marketing and a product marketing in specifically is to create successful and segmented sales enablement kits. By enabling sales with the right manner, with the right content, sales can be more productive, save time, and successfully drive closed won opportunities. I'm going back to storytelling and emotion and connections. Product marketing managers are in charge of creating the sales kits that will be driven by emotions and driven by relevancy in terms of the segment, vertical, and even the specific time frame within the touching point. So in order to build a productive sales kit that will affect productivity within sales, all the collaterals, the presentation, the product guides, and other materials has to equip sales in a segmented way, and they need to be effectively communicated to the sales from within the PMM team. These materials eventually can empower the sales representatives to deliver constant and persuasive messages during their interactions with the prospects. And I'll give you two examples. The first example in these, let's say, collaterals that needs to be built is first creating a valuable or a relevant value proposition. One of the main focuses within the sales enablement kit is to communicate the unique value proposition and benefits of the specific product that the sales will want to take to its prospects. It's really important for the sales teams to articulate the value proposition to potential customers, because when a customer understands how a product can solve their problem or fulfill their needs, they're more likely to make a purchase, which means that the sales process or the cycle will be more productive. Another example is, of course, the messaging. Product marketing can ensure that the sales team have targeted and compelling messages that will resonate with a specific, let's say, customer segments, because each message relates to another customer. There aren't two customers or two personas within customers that will agree to a same approach or a same even tone of voice, and a message can be portrayed in many ways. So Tailored messages can enable the sales representative again to connect with the customers on a more deep emotional manner or level in order to drive more productivity to their activities. And of course, there is the outbound perspective as well, which means that effective product marketing can help build a strong product or a brand reputation, establishing like a top of mind and trust and credibility within the customer's domains. And then, of course, everything that has to do with a lead generation throughout the entire customer journey. I think to sum it up, eventually, if product marketing and the sales community are working well together and dancing well together, as I said before, there are four main aspects that can be determined as productive and also can be measured, because it's really important to measure the success all the time. First, I think by working together, we can give time back to sales that they can either use to approach more prospects, or they can just zip coffee at the beach, whatever they want to do more. No, I'm just joking. Second, everything that has to do with a better customer experience. If a customer is happy and he's satisfied and we are approaching him with the relevant messaging and the relevant tone of voice, so he might purchase more. He might cross-purchase, etc. Third, pipeline creation. If we are delivering the right messaging, the right value proposition in the right channels, we might enlarge the pipeline. And last, we bring higher, faster win rate. Messaging, value proposition, accurate sales kits, I think all of them, while working with sales, can definitely drive higher productivity for both departments.
Now, prior to implementing HighSpot, what challenges were your reps facing as it relates to sales productivity, and how have you been able to solve those challenges since implementing HighSpot?
So NIACS has massively grown in the last couple of years, maybe in the last 3 to 4 years. We also experienced a very successful IPO, and our sales community grew respectively a lot. We became bigger than we used to be, and it became a little bit hard to manage from afar. Our headquarters is in Israel, and it was really difficult to maintain a single, one tone of voice for everyone. So that was a really huge challenge in order to maintain consistent selling. Now that we serve more than 80 countries, think about the consequences of a sales kit creation and the need to create so many different, messaging for different personas in different verticals, segments, and countries, and of course languages, but still keep, one unique value proposition and a similar brand reputation. So it kind of became messy. And the need to bridge between what headquarters wanted to say about the brand and its product and how it was translated to the field became challenging. We had to find some kind of a solution, not only for maintaining one tone of voice, but also to have like a single source of truth in which all the content resides, like a content repository that is all the time updated and true to what we are selling. Because what happened is that we saw a lot of people from the sales community just using content from like many years ago and not accurate content. And even, we are working in a very rapid environment. Everything here is microservices, CI/CD, and we are all the time continuing to invest and to develop and to promote. And we saw that people are not utilizing the most accurate and relevant and latest content, and therefore not maintaining even the transparency and the knowledge that is required for our customers, and it was a big problem. So we were actually searching for a platform that will solve all of these situations, a platform that will maintain a single source of truth for everybody, that will communicate one tone of voice, and eventually, most importantly, solve the content chaos that we had. I know that you guys call it content chaos at HighSpot. So we searched for it, and then we found HighSpot, and I think the rest is history, because problem solved. Almost completely. Yeah. By the way, maybe one last thing. We also wanted to search for a platform that is completely data driven. It was really important for us, now that we have such a large sales community, to make sure that all the sales are, let's say, working in the right direction. It's not a matter of trust. It's a matter of aligning and having productive sales cycles. And we search for a system that first will be completely connected to our CRM system, which is, of course, Salesforce, and that we will be able to connect between the marketing collaterals or the product marketing collaterals to the opportunities or leads themselves. We wanted also to save time for our representative. We didn't want them to search for the right content while they're in a sale opportunity, while they're in a call. We wanted them to save time and to find the collaterals they need, swiftly, without having the headache of, you know, messing around.
Well, I'm glad that HighSpot could help. I'd also love to understand, we've been on this topic of sales productivity. What is an example of an initiative or program that you've implemented to drive sales productivity, and how have you leveraged HighSpot to support this?
Yeah, so as we just spoke about, the connectivity between the Salesforce, our CRM system, and HighSpot. By the way, we call HighSpot Nayax Win. We changed the name in order to fit to our community, because we call our sales community winners. So we called HighSpot Nayax Win, which everybody loves. So if I'm confusing and saying Win instead of HighSpot, excuse me, but it's burned to my head already. But relating to your question, we love the fact that HighSpot or Nayax Win is embedded into Salesforce, and there is you click on one button and then it opens up, and our SDRs and sales community, they can see the marketing collaterals that are relevant to a specific opportunity. The fact that it is just in front of them, the collateral that they need to use within a specific call or within a specific opportunity, is really helpful. But it's not enough. One of the main features that we love about HighSpot is the ability to pitch from within the system. We have created many pitching templates according to specific customers, specific verticals and segments, and of course relating to specific products. And the fact that you can be in Salesforce working on a specific lead, for example, for our product VPOS Touch, and then seeing just in front of you the relevant FAQs, frequently asked questions, or objection handling, and then the relevant let's say one pager for VPOS Touch that can close the deal. And once you finish the conversation with the lead, you tell him, I will send a mail with all the relevant material, and you just click the pitch button, and then it opens up a screen that you can either record yourself or you can just send the collateral through to your customers. That's amazing. And eventually to the customer, they're receiving a very nice landing page in which they can see the collaterals, a summary of the conversation. And I think for both ways, for the SDR or the sales representative and also the customers, it creates, let's say, a feeling as if they're all working on the same page. So for us, the ability to connect the CRM to our HighSpot or Nayax Win to ease the journey for our customers on one hand, and the work of our SDRs was amazing. And we see that it really drives sales productivity from the time saving perspective. But it's not enough. What we are reaching to see, and I suppose we can talk about it afterwards in more details, but we want to see the correlation between HighSpot usage and the closed one. I'm sure that there is a high correlation between using right messaging and right collaterals and right messaging, and eventually leads that are closed in less touching points. And for us, let's say a successful program or to show complete productivity will be the ability to show higher numbers in the closed ones that used our collaterals that are pushed into Nayax Win, the HighSpot, as opposed to those who didn't. And we can see it all because HighSpot is completely data driven. So we can see by names, by the reps' names, who used it and who didn't. And therefore, we can definitely see who is driving productivity utilizing Win, and we see the difference, which is amazing. And we are only into the process 3 months, and we already see the difference between a closed one of reps that are using HighSpot and those who are not.
I love that. That is fantastic. Now, You also recently hosted your company's sales kickoff event a few months ago, and you'd mentioned that your team exceeded your KPIs for engagement from the sales team. I'd love to learn a little bit more about that. I know some of us are heading into kickoff season, being we're halfway through the year. What were some of your best practices for delivering an engaging event that really motivated your sellers?
Yeah. So yes, we had an amazing SKO. Actually, at NIAX, we do not call it SKO. We call it Connect, because we are our selling model is indirect and direct. It means that we are selling a lot through distributors and partners. So we call it Connect because we connect all the groups together. So yes, we had a very successful SKO or Connect at January after 3 years that we haven't met each other face to face. So it was really emotional and happy, and you know, it was really amazing to meet again after so many years. But when we brought everybody together, we had a lot of content to deliver. But I think the two most engaging, let's say, sessions were based, one of them, by the way, was driven by Highspot, but one of the two most engaging sessions that we had, or inspiring, the first one was an expo. We created an expo, like an exposition of everything that we sell. As I said about NIAX, we are focusing on payment as our center of gravity, but the payment is actually part of a complete solution that is based on hardware and software. So what we have is first is our integrated point of sale with a software that is embedded within the point of sale. Then we have the management suite behind it that can manage all the operation with our services. And of course, all our loyalty and engagement programs for increased revenue and recurring customers. So what we've done at SKO, we brought a lot of our devices that are connected to the retail devices themselves, the unattended machines, the retail machines, and we asked our sales to play with them and to see how it works, as if they were consumers, the operators themselves that are, having the consumers use their machines. I think they learned a lot about the new features, the new functions, how to use it, which problems occur, if they occur. And we had the product managers aside each solution, each product, explaining to the sales community once they are practicing and utilizing the machines as if they are our operators or the consumers of the operators, so they can touch it themselves and feel it themselves. It was a true engagement, and they loved it. The second one was actually a role play in which we chose real life examples of situations in which our sales representative need to sell something to operators and explaining the value proposition and the benefits behind our solutions. We created 10 different situations, which were very complicated. And we had a panel of judges, which was our two CEOs, Dudu and Yair, and our entire C-suite. And we asked the sales representative to show how they are planning to manage, you know, the sell, how many touching points, which content they want to deliver in each touching point, how are they planning to manage it. In the sales place themselves, what we tested was not only what they sell or how they're, selling the specific product, but also how they are selling in terms of, sales soft skills, which was a combination of training and coaching. And I think the combination of coaching on top of the training on the solutions themselves was very engaging and successful, because they learned a lot with regards not only the capabilities of the products, but also their capabilities as salespeople and sales representative on how to, you know, to leverage their soft skills to better places. So these two sessions were incredibly successful, but the entire SKO was amazing, and it was so much fun. I can't wait for the next one, seriously.
I love that. Now, you also have a 92% active learner rate in your training and coaching programs in Highspot. How have you leveraged Highspot's training and coaching capabilities to really develop engaging product education programs, and how has this motivated productivity?
So I must say it wasn't easy. And I feel as if we only started, but the entire team was really engaged. If it's the sales team and the product team and the product marketing team and the marketing team, of course. We had a hackathon to build all the materials, and we really built it all in order to make sure that we are not neglecting any segment, any vertical, any line of business, any geo. But it's still a work in progress. I mean, it's not finalized at all, and we have still a long way to go. But there is maybe a few things that we did that were really important in order to achieve such a high score in such a low period of time. I think the first one is to have a sales enablement champion that will drive the entire development and engagement. And we'll be like the missing link between sales and product marketing, sales and let's say headquarters. I think this is definitely something that raised the bar for us. Once we had our sales enablement champ listening to sales pitches and A/B testing scripts and reviewing everything that we've done, it really leveraged our training and coaching capabilities, because this person, Mayan from my team, she really bridged the gap. And once she spoke with the sales teams, she came back to us, to the marketing team, on what to fix and what to do better. And this is how we bettered ourselves. And I think it was really important. But in order to motivate, you know, the usage and engaging, you know, everybody to use the programs and system, we needed to wrap it, you know, to package it alongside with sales enablement sessions. We have a team that we are managing as if it was a WhatsApp team within Microsoft Teams, like a WhatsApp team that we are all the time constantly sharing information through it. And I think eventually it's we are only in the beginning. We still have a long way to go in order for me to feel that we are completely bringing in the productivity from the system. But we are in the beginning. We are already saving time for reps. But let's say the end game will be to show the complete correlation between closed won and the usage of the collaterals. And then we can definitely speak about complete productivity. We still have a long way to go, although the high score that you gave us, yeah.
I love to hear that though. Well, last question for you. What are some key business results that you have been able to achieve since implementing HighSpot, especially as it relates to sales productivity?
Yeah, so we do see each month we see increase in usage of salespeople within the system. And we see a correlation between the usage and the revenue from closed won. The first month that we have started utilizing the system, which was March, we were standing on a zero engagement. Now, in the sales community, we have about 100 users. We already have, let's say, 35% of engagement. And from this 35% of engagement of active users that are actively using pitches and our sales plays and are visiting the various spots on a like, daily basis, we see an increase of, I don't want to state a number because it's constantly changing, but we see we have an increase in their, let's say, closed won capabilities. I will be happy to share the numbers, but only in a few weeks because we are still sharpening our analytics there. But as I said before, it's only the beginning, and we did establish a single source of truth, which is a 100% success. We do not see people using any materials from their desktops anymore, which means that this KPI was 100% achieved. In terms of a single source of truth achieved, in terms of one tone of voice, this was also, in my opinion, let's say 90% or 95% achieved. We see that everybody are using the messaging that we want them to use. We see like a clear path in the change and how people are speaking about NIAX in the same messaging. And let's say, as I said at the beginning, the story that we wanted them to speak about and to tell, we see it and we hear it across the globe from the States, from United States, through Europe, Australia, New Zealand, China, Japan, everybody are utilizing the same tone of voice, which is amazing. But we still have a long way to go. There is a saying, by the way, which I love. I suddenly remembered from Robin Sharma that he said that change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. And I think eventually the adoption of NIACS Win or HighSpot, it's all about behavioral change for the salespeople. And from that perspective, from that KPI of a behavioral change, I think we have at least 85% completion because we see the usage and we see people are adopting it, and it's hard to adopt, let's say, a different way to utilize content and to consume content and a different way to pitch after 15 or 17 years that you have been pitching in the same way, suddenly to have somebody come in and say, no, do this, do that. So it's hard, but we are on the way and we want to influence the increase in closed won with the system, and I believe we will get there. I think the end game for us will be to see a complete correlation between win usage and closed won. Win usage, I mean HighSpot usage and closed won. And in order to do that, we will keep pushing. And it's not easy, but eventually it will be gorgeous. So we have patience.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I appreciate the time.
For sure. It was lovely being here, and thank you for having me.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.